Mayor Pro Tem, good morning. Thanks so much for the time today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would like to start with the news this week that the council heard plans for the sports rezoning around the Lenovo Center. What did you make of those conversations, and what's the next step in the process?
It was a really, really good conversation. Certainly, we're looking forward to the improvements that are going to be coming around the Lenovo Center. You know, when folks come into town to see, you know, the Hurricanes play or the Wolfpack play, or like the Lenovo Center just hosted the NCAA, you know, we want folks to be able to come in and have an opportunity to, you know, go to different restaurants and have hotels that are in close proximity, you know, to the arena so that they have a full experience and want to stay and spend a little more time in the city of Raleigh. So it was a really vibrant conversation. You know, I will note that we did have quite a few students from Cardinal Gibbons High School that showed up because the project is going to be in close proximity to their campus. And we want to make sure that we're putting in great infrastructure in terms of, you know, crosswalks and traffic signals and other things to make sure the students have, you know, an easy time getting on and off campus while construction is going on. Plus when we've got, you know, additional amenities in the area. So we're, you know, trying to make sure we're going to be a good neighbor, and then the Lenovo Center is going to be a good neighbor with the students over at Cardinal Gibbons. And so we had a pretty good conversation about how we can make sure we put the necessary to protect the students.
Sure. What are the next steps in the process and when things are going to continue to move forward?
So they're going to actually come back to us and have another conversation, and then we're actually going to vote on the rezoning. And then from there, they will submit a plan development to our planning department, and it'll highlight, you know, the steps that they're going to be taking as they move through different phases. And that's the other thing. The construction is going to happen in several phases. They've got several quote-unquote construction zones that they're going to be doing. So it won't be like a whole-scale mass development happening at one time. It's going to be, you know, carefully crafted to make sure that they're doing it in a way that's responsible and sensitive to their the surrounding community.
Changing gears on you now, if I could, but a lot of talk about high-rises in Raleigh, in particular in downtown Raleigh, and certainly in other areas of the city as well. Curious what you make of these high-rise projects and their impact on downtown and other areas moving forward.
Well, one of the things I'll say about the high rises, we certainly want to have more density in areas where it makes sense. Putting more, you know, dense projects in downtown Raleigh is probably the better area to concentrate on, simply because we've got a lot of the traffic infrastructure there. We've got a lot of job centers there as well. It's a great place to have walkable amenities. So you got a lot of restaurants. Probably need to figure out how we can get better stores in the area, like maybe a downtown grocery store, something along those lines. But, you know, density in downtown is where it really makes sense. And so certainly, you know, we've got an average of 66 people moving into Wake County every day. About half of those folks come to Raleigh. The other half go to the other municipalities. So we want to make sure we've got adequate housing to bring folks into the area. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of economic development, and we're on the radar with the MLB to get a Major League Baseball team here in the area. So we want to make sure we've got enough amenities, enough infrastructure, and enough housing to attract large-scale corporations and, you know, hopefully land us a baseball team.
Many of us would love that, Mayor Pro Tem. I'm just telling you, if we can make that happen, that'd be great.
We're pushing.
Speaking of things going on around the capital city, it was announced yesterday there's going to be a new music festival coming to Dix Park. This, as the Dreamville Festival enters its final year. How important was it for the city to be able to have a music festival like this occupying this week of the calendar at Dix Park?
It has been a great economic boom for the city of Raleigh, and I was actually a participant in that news conference, and it's actually going to be a continuation of Dreamville for another 4 years. It may be a different iteration of the festival, so I think J. Cole and his team are looking for some ways to shake things up and do things a little bit differently, but it's still going to be a Dreamville festival. And so we're happy to continue that partnership. We're happy to have him, you know, continue bringing the festival to the city of Raleigh. And folks may not know, J. Cole is a resident of the city of Raleigh, so he's one of our more well-known constituents, but we think it's a great partnership. It's a great economic driver for the city of Raleigh. And, you know, I follow some of these Dreamville groups on social media, and a lot of the folks who come are folks who've been coming for the last 5 years. I mean, there are people catching flights from Germany and, you know, other places outside of the country coming into the country and coming to the city of Raleigh just for that festival. So we are certainly happy that he's willing to continue that partnership with us, and we're happy to have folks continue to come in, visit the city of Raleigh.
Are there things on your agenda, both in the short term and long term, that you'd like to get accomplished during your time with the council?
Yeah, one of my priorities continues to be working on our housing situation, particularly for our folks who are unsheltered. We did a great partnership with CASA last year. They opened up a 100-unit facility over off of Carl Sandburg Drive, which is over behind the Wake Med corridor. It's got 100 units. Some of those are studio type apartments. Others are like 2 or 3 bedroom apartments, so we can help some of our families that are experiencing homelessness. The city of Raleigh contributed $10 million towards that project. Wake County contributed $4 million. The federal government through Congresswoman Ross contributed $2 million. But the good thing about that was CASA was able to go out and do private fundraising to be able to get other money in to get the project completed. And they've got on-site wraparound services. So for folks coming out of homelessness and going straight into being sheltered, there's a lot of support services that are available to them on site. So I would love for us to figure out other ways to be able to do innovative housing initiatives to help our folks who are experiencing homelessness. Unfortunately, we've got about 6,000 kids who are in the Wake County school system who are homeless. So whatever we can do to try to reduce those numbers and really get to a point where we eliminate and eradicate homelessness, that's one of the things that I'll continue to be working on as a top priority.
What's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
The biggest thing I want to leave the listeners with is, we're doing a lot of great things in the city of Raleigh. It's continuing to grow. We are frequently on the top 10 list of best places to work, to live, to do business. And so I think we're currently under great management, and we're moving in the right direction. So I hope folks will have that as a takeaway from my time today with you.
Raleigh Mayor Pro Tem Stormy Fort. Mayor Pro Tem, thanks for the time this morning. Always appreciate our conversations and look forward to talking again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much.